Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
We're going to turn our attention now to international matters. Much going on in Israel. The Israeli military concluded a raid in the West Bank occupied city of Jenin, killed 12 Palestinians, one Israeli soldier in that process. Of course, triggered by an attack in Tel Aviv that left 8 people wounded. Lots of back and forth there. And then on the other hand, there's also been this flurry of protests in Israel against some of the proposed, and we always use air quotes, judicial reforms from the Netanyahu government that I think are a threat to democracy in that region and in Israel. And to help us break all of that down, of course, we always turn to our friend Amos Giora, law professor at the University of Utah. He's currently in Israel where it is just a little shy of 11 p.m. And Amos, thanks for jumping on the line with us.
It's always my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So let's start with just a little bit in terms of this military raid in the West Bank and kind of the back and forth there. Anything new or anything that you're seeing or sensing on the ground as it relates to that?
For the operation is already over. The soldiers were in or out. I think that these kinds of operation is probably too dramatic of a word, and the government wants not to call it an operation because it gets the international community a little bit up in arms. It was intended to address specific terrorist threats in the West Bank town of Jenin, in particular in the refugee camp in Jenin. Mm. And it was, I think, as much as these things can be pinpoint as possible, with the understanding that anytime you are in a beyond dense terms of population area, that it's all but inevitable that innocents will be injured and or, you know, unfortunately also killed, which I don't know if that was the case here. But these things come and go, and I assume the next one is only a matter of time. Mm. But I think the government, but it's also important to add that I think the government also felt pressure from its political right-wing community or voters to do something about the threats of terrorist attacks, which had occurred. And I would view this as a tactical measure and nothing more than that.
Okay.
There's nothing strategic here.
Yeah. Okay. And then let's shift to the judicial reforms and the protests that you have seen and been part of there in the streets, talking about these reforms that have been proposed or been pushed forward by the Netanyahu administration. Give us a sense of where we are in that conversation. What is the lay of the land in terms of the public feeling as it relates to those?
So it's 10:53 here at night, and we're trying to decide whether or not to go to a spontaneous rally in Jerusalem, because a few hours ago, the police commander of the Tel Aviv district resigned, was pushed out, as a result of which the thousands of people have taken to the streets. Highways are closed. There's one incident in which an opponent of the protesters ran them down on the highway. Literally as I'm speaking to you, and the question I keep asking myself is, do I go out and join the demonstrators in Jerusalem? All very spontaneous. Thousands of people are taking to the streets throughout the country. In terms of the judicial reform, the government, it's so complicated. Netanyahu goes, I think, back and forth whether he actually really wants this. I think he understands, I think, that the cost to Israel is not only internally but externally in terms of the United States, in terms of investors, in terms of the high-tech industry, in terms of the fact that President Biden is not going to invite Netanyahu. He's literally informally, I think, almost persona non grata. On the other hand, Netanyahu has, within his own party, extremists, and then he has an extremist party which is full bent on making this happen. I think that what also worries Netanyahu is that whether or not when it actually gets to vote in the full parliament of the Knesset, whether there will be members of his own party who will either vote against and or abstain. Everybody's playing the numbers game because that's, you know, the X number is supposed to pass the same thing. So there's a difference between getting the bill through a first reading in a committee, second reading, third reading, and then in a full parliament. I participated on Monday at a demonstration at the airport I've been to many demonstrations. I've never heard such noise. I think the correct word is rage against those who are opposed to the reforms. I think there really is an uptick in it. There is a sense of a rage. There are obviously those who are in favor of it. Where all this will go, I really don't know. But it's clear that, again, you can. I just looked on CNN. Nothing's on CNN yet about what's happening. Literally, as we speak, minute by minute, more and more people are going to take to the street. And I think that the more that Netanyahu pushes this, and this what's called the blitz here, I think people will realize that there, frankly, is no plan B. And when you are dedicated to fighting democracy, you don't have the option of sitting at home, which is why we are out there constantly.
Yeah. Yeah, great perspective, Amos Giora. We appreciate you phoning in very late at night there in Israel. And be safe out there. And we look forward to
having you
back on to continue the conversation as we continue to track how this plays out in Israel. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Again, that's Amos Giora, law professor at the University of Utah. And he is there in Israel. It is almost 11 p.m. As he mentioned, there are demonstrators taking to the street again tonight. And again, there are two very separate things. There were the raids and the things that took place. And as Amos described it, those raids are done by the Israeli military in the West Bank-occupied city of Jenin. And then there's this separate issue, which we have been tracking and following very closely as it relates to proposed, and again, we have to use air quotes, judicial reforms. These are really some things that would undermine, I think, the rule of law and the separation of powers inside of Israel. And I think that's an important part of this discussion. And it has been amazing to see the protests in the street, peaceful protests around this to say, no, that is a step away from democracy. It's been very interesting to watch what President Biden has and has not done. He hasn't weighed in a lot as it relates to Israel, other than, as Amos described it, that he has been giving the Prime Minister Netanyahu the cold shoulder, so to speak. He has not been invited to the White House or to speak in front of Congress. And so that is definitely ostracizing him on the world stage. And so that will be something that we'll continue to watch. And we'll continue to see how this does play out and how far the Netanyahu government is willing to push and go. And again, it's a coalition government, so there are lots of factions within that Bibi Netanyahu is trying to navigate in order to remain in his position. And that's going to be a real test of his political savvy and skills, because I think it is becoming more difficult for him to navigate that. And again, I think as the rest of the world watches and looks at what we need to do to make sure, especially in that region where you have a thriving democracy in Israel, to make sure that continues and that the power of the courts don't get swallowed up or superseded by that in the Knesset, in their parliamentary system there in Israel. So we'll continue to watch all of that. And that's going to wrap up hour number one of Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. We'll step aside for some top of the hour news. When we come back, we're going to revisit some of the recent decisions in the Supreme Court, what they mean moving forward. But more importantly, what does it mean in terms of how we disagree? We'll talk about that coming up next on KSL News Radio. We'll be right back.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, your all-day companion for news.